Amen. We're excited. We're going to be getting into the Word today, and I want to talk to you about what we've been sharing. If you have on your chair, would you pull this out? This is this is how you discover your true north here at Frontier Church. Wave it in the air. Just come on, wave it in the air. Cause some AC to happen. There we go. This is the most important thing you're going to have. You can put it on your refrigerator, put it in your Bible, write it down, commit it to memory. This is how a person discovers their true north at Frontier Church, and this is how God set it up that you would discover your purpose. So last week we talked about four things that help you discover your true north, and we're going to put them up on the screen for you as well. Four things that will help you discover your true north. The first one we talked about in 2 weeks ago was that we attend our weekend services, what? Faithfully, that we come and we participate in the presence of God to hear what he has to say. Number two, we complete what? Growth track and attend Bible encounter. That means we get into the Word, we understand the Bible, and we attend. That's what we're going to focus on today. Number three, we want to what? Join a Catalyst team. And number four, we want to do what? Serve. So last week we said this. We said that you discover your gifts through growth track. That's what we talked about last week, that you would discover your gifts through growth track. And this week is very important. This is what we're going to talk about. Write this down. This is going to be the theme for today. Number two is power your gifts through studying the words, the Word. Last week we talked about that everybody had a gift. Everybody has a gift that God gave you. It's unique to you. No one else has it. But how do you make that word or that gift activate in your life? And we're going to teach you today that the Word of God allows you to activate it. But it's very important that you understand the Word is so important to your walk. And so my advocacy today is to teach you just how important that really is. And so I want to encourage you that on this Thursday, on September the 17th, we're beginning our Bible encounter. I'm going to teach you how to grasp God's Word. And at the first of the month in October, we're going to have Bible encounter. I encourage you to come and learn from there. But I'm going to ask you a question, and we're going to try to find the answer to the question. How do you fuel the gifts that you have in your life? How do you power your gifts? How do you fuel your faith engine? Here's what I want you to do. Turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. I want you to turn your Bibles there. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. This is the basic verse that you should never forget. Commit it to memory. And I want us to read this together. It says this in Romans 10, 17 in the New Living Translation. Let's read. So, read. Let's read it again, nice and loud. Go. Uh-huh. So when you're facing an issue and you're saying, well, I don't know if God can do it. I don't know how he's going to do it. You're really in a conflict and you're wondering, how is this going to work? The only way you can fuel your faith is by hearing the Word of God. When you're facing an obstacle, sometimes you will never know the answer, but God will give you faith to believe for a solution. That's why the Word of God is so critical to our lives. I want to share with you, you know, many of us, we think, well, you know, I go to church, I do the things that I do, and I'm doing okay. And many of us experience life and we think things are going okay, it's not too bad. But what if there's a whole nother world that you have yet to experience? What if, as good as your life is right now, it could be 10 times better? How would you react? What if your life is like at a 2 right now, and I could bump it up to a 10? Would you want that? What if all your life you thought you were coasting and you were a good person, everything was great, but then you realize that there was so much more out there that you never even knew about? I want to point out a man in the Bible who experienced this, and I wonder what your reaction would be, because I want to show you what his reaction was when he realized he didn't know the Word of God and didn't know what he had in there waiting for him. Let's go to your Bible. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 22. 2 Kings chapter 22. And we're going to read about one of the youngest kings in the Bible. One of the youngest kings in the Bible. 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 1. And it says this, Josiah was 8 years old. Can you believe that? A king of Israel, 8 years old when he became king. And he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. His mother was Jedidiah and the daughter of Adiah and Bozcath. Boy, that's a good name right there, ain't it? Who wants to name their kid Bozcath? Amen. Verse 2, look at this. Let's all read together. Read. Uh-huh. Stop. Woo. He did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight. He was living a good life. But I want you to understand where he got it from. He was following the example of a man, his ancestor David. He was looking after, well, you know, mama went to church, so I go to church. Not a bad person. And didn't realize he was following a person and there was more out there for him to follow. He was following after the example of his ancestor, David. There was a distinct moment where you have to realize that there is something bigger than what you have ever seen. You may have seen your ancestors do great things, but what if God is trying to do something greater through your life? Watch what happens here. Look what it reads. Read on, would you please? He did not. Now, I want you to go down. Here's what happened. He was the king. They were cleaning out some areas, and they did not have the Bible. They did not have the Word of God. He was operating off of tradition. You ever met somebody going to church out of tradition? You ever done church out of tradition? Well, that's what this man was doing. And they were cleaning out this area, and they came across the Bible. Now, I want you to see what he did when he discovered what was in it. Go to verse 10, 22 and 10, and I want you to read it nice and loud. Go. Shaphan. There you go. Stop. We need to read the Bible more often, don't we? Because we just butcher these names, don't we? Let's read again. Shaphan also told the king Hilkiah, the priest has given me a... Now listen, in the Old Testament, they didn't have books. They had scrolls and they were huge. They were like this big and they would roll them out and all of the text was written on them. He says that I was given a scroll by the priest. So Shaphan read it to the king. He literally began to read the word of God to the king, who had it all right, doing it right in the Lord's sight. He was living right. He was following after his ancestor David. But something in the word was about to blow his mind. And I want you to look at his reaction when he finally stopped following after people and he looked into the word for himself. Read the next verse. Read with me. He, say it again, he what? He was distraught. He said, are you kidding me? I didn't know it was in there. Oh my goodness, all that is available and I didn't even know. How many ever read the story of when the children of Israel ate dinner with Jesus in heaven? We got two people. Did you know there's so much power in the Word of God? How many knew that was in the Bible that a man threw a stick in the water and it caused iron to float on top of it? Do you know there are incredible stories that if you would capture them, it would turn your life into something supernatural? I want to show you something. Look at this. This is why the Word is so important. Go to John chapter 15, verse 6. When you have your faith and you have the gifts of God operating in you, this is how they activate. I want you to write this down, please. Water your gifts. Write this down. Water your gifts. They activate when they are paired with the Word of God. The gifts that lie within you activate when they're paired with the Word of God. Let me show you. Let's go to John 15 and 6. And I want to show you what Jesus says concerning the gifts that are in you that we learned about last week. If you didn't hear that series, would you go online and listen to that? Very important. John 15 and 6 says this: anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. If you're not locked on to Jesus, you're going to find your life begin to fall apart. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But look at verse 7. This is what's for you and me. But if you remain in me, now here's the next part, watch this, and what? My words remain in, not anything else. His what? You want to have success? Get his word in you and let it remain. And then watch what's going to happen. This is the supernatural joy. You may what? Ask for anything. And you know what? That sounds like fairy tale. You can ask for anything you want, and it will be what? Now, think about the things you want in your life right now. Can you close your eyes? Everyone close your eyes for a second. And I want you to reminisce what it is you want from God. The scriptures say, as you're thinking on that, if you put his word on it, you can get that thing you're thinking about. Open your eyes. How many want to discover the word that links to your promise? How many want that? I don't know about you, but I might rip something if I get that. Amen, somebody. Now watch this. This is why this works for us. I want you to turn to your Bibles to 2 Peter, verse 1 and 2. But I want you to write this down before you do. Write this. The word helps you unlock your full potential, both in the natural and the supernatural. Both in the natural and the supernatural. The word of God will unlock, if you're a businessman, it'll unlock your business. If you're praying for somebody, it'll unlock healing and miracles. The same word works both in the natural and the supernatural. Well, let's prove that. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. And Peter begins to talk to the early church, and he begins to give them insight on what they're missing. Because they were going to church, they were doing everything, but they didn't understand the power of Bible study, the power of the doctrine of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They didn't understand how important it was to their everyday walk. They were going to church and they would pray and they were hoping for the best, but they didn't know that if they had a word on what they wanted, all they had to do was unlock it and it would happen for them. Here's what he says. He starts off talking to them, may God give you more and more grace and what? Anybody want more grace and peace in your life? No. How many want more grace and peace in your life? Let me see your hand. I mean, if you're serious. You really do? Wave at me. Okay, do the spirit fingers. Let me see the spirit fingers if you're serious. Okay, good. Put your hands out. You want more grace and peace? Do you want more grace and peace? Do you want more grace and peace? Well, I'm going to tell you how to get it. Read the next line. As? Are y'all scared? It is on the board, right? Let me read it again for you. May God give you more. I don't know about you, but I want. I want. May God give you more. More. I'm tired of less and less. I'm tired of not enough. Hello, somebody. Anybody in the building? I want more. I'm sick and tired of waiting for God to give me another breakthrough. I want my breakthrough broken. Hello, somebody. I don't want to have to look for it. I want it to come find me. There's too much power in here right now. Amen. May God give you more and more. Watch this. Grace is unmerited faith. You don't deserve it. He says, God's going to give you more grace, meaning you're going to get stuff you don't even deserve. You just started the job. People have been there for 10 years, and you get the promotion. Grace. Your tooth got a cavity. Nothing I can do about that. Anyway, let's go on. May God give you I was trying to work it. I couldn't find it. May God give you, go to the doctor, more and more grace and what?
Peace.
How many are tired of the chaos?
Yes.
I don't know about you. God said, you know what? I'm going to give you unmerited. I'm going to give you stuff you didn't ask for. And then I'm going to walk over here after you get it. And I'm not going to make you have to stress about having it. How many love that? God give me a brand new car and the bill every month is $700, but he gives me a $700 increase on my check. I can do that. I'm going to give you more grace and then I'm going to give you sweet peace. But there's a condition. Let's continue to read. As you grow in your knowledge. Hold on. You mean to tell me you can determine your grace and peace? You can pull up to the gas tank and put the pump on your car. You, as long as you hold it, you can either fill up or you can drive away empty. You control your grace and peace. You control it simply by how much you know. What you know will help you. I hope you hear what I'm saying today. This is why I said the four things. You know, first thing, attend weekend services faithfully. Number two, that you attend Bible growth track to discover your gifts. But Bible encounter, understanding the Word of God, getting in the Bible is absolutely essential because you can control your grace and peace over your life. You can be more prosperous if you allow the Word. He said, watch this. He says, if my Word abide in you, you can ask anything. And it'll be granted to you. Grace and peace. Watch this. As you grow in the knowledge of what? As you know him better, better comes to your life. Now watch this. I love this next verse. Verse 3. Watch this. By his what? Divine. Verse 3. By his divine power. By God's awesome supernatural desire to bless your life. God has given us everything we need for living. Isn't that crazy? How many times do we say, God, I don't have enough? But the Bible says you have everything you need. All you have to do is go get it. This is why understanding the Bible and Bible study is so important, because you can unlock what belongs to you. Look at this. For a God, living a godly life. That's the natural realm. Watch this. We have received all this by coming to what? The one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous and glorious excellence. Then he goes on to part 2, verse 4. And because of his glory and because he's so good. Because he wants you to have more in your life. Look what he says. Because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and... You know, the thing about this word is that he didn't just say he's giving you great promises. You know what he called them? Precious. I want you to think in your house, what's precious? What's precious? Is it that couch that people slide across because the plastic's on it? Is it that 60-inch TV? Hallelujah, somebody. Is that precious to you? When it's precious, you take care of it. You make sure nobody messes with it. What he's saying is there's something in the word waiting on you to grab it and hide that joker. This belongs to me. You can't take this word from me. This is precious. He says, that, look at this, that there are, I love how he puts this. He says, he goes on and says that there has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that these are the promises that enable you to share I love that. God is trying to share his divine nature with you. But the way you unlock it is through his promises. He says this, these are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape this world's corruption by human desires. In view of this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. At the end of the day, he's saying, listen, I need you to, he says, listen, I've written them down. I put them in a book. I had it published for you. I've had it duplicated across the world. I've got it on TBN, Twitter. I got many apps. And all I want you to do is take it. I've populated the word across the globe because I want you to partake of joy and power and peace. And all I need you to do is unlock it by getting in the word. It's waiting on you. The way you access these promises is by faith. Can I have two volunteers, please? I need two volunteers. Marion, over here. And Ron. Come on over here, Ron. Would you now come on up on the stage, okay? Now in this bag, well, first of all, this is a beautiful lock, don't you think? On the front of it says the promises of God. Now, everything you need, both for this life and the supernatural world, are locked away in God's word. And all you need to do is to unlock it by faith. But you gotta get a hold of faith. How do you get faith? Faith cometh by
hearing.
And hearing by? All right, so in this bag are two keys. One of them is a faith key. One of them is not. You can unlock that lock with one of these keys. Yes? Now, based on the key, I want you to act on whatever you think you need to do. Okay? You just took the... Oh, hold on, women. Let me just see if that happens. That's a good one right there. Just hold on, bro. You already lost. She just commanded the thing. Did it go?
I command you to give me the right key and open that door.
Well, girl, he took doubt, so you got faith. Go ahead. Go. Get the key. Now, what's your key say? What's it say?
Faith.
It says faith. What's your key say? Did you notice how happy he was? In life, we will never be happy when we walk in doubt. I don't care how nice your suit is. Watch now. Based on your key, what are you going to do? All right, let's see what you're going to do. Go ahead. Look at what she just did. She just unlocked the promises of God with the key of faith. Come over here. So, Ron, what you going to do? Now, I'm going to take this key and lock it. I'm going to give this key to you. It worked before service. All right, we're going to lock this up. We're going to lock this up. It worked. All right, now, Ron, what can I do for you? Yeah, is there anything I can do for you? You want that key? All right, can I have your key? Both keys worked. He didn't believe in his key. You can't walk by sight. You stand on the word of God. And it may look like things are locked up to you. But if you can see she can do it, you need to take your key that says it's impossible and give it to the God of the impossible and unlock the impossible. Get in the word of God and take your promises and live. Come on, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you.